Payroll employment increased by 103,000 in March 2018, well below expectations.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics just released its March 2018 non-farm payroll employment, which recorded an increase of 103,000, lowest monthly increase since last September. However, coming right after a huge increase last month, the average for the 2 months is a very healthy 215,000 new jobs per month. Payroll employment is growing at a good pace. Unemployment rate has remained unchanged at 4.1% since last October, but that's the overall. Education clearly makes a difference. For those with bachelor's degree or higher, unemployment rate was 2.2% compared to 4.3% for those with high school degree and 5.5% for those without a high school degree. Unemployment never drops to zero. Its lowest level in the last 65 years was 2.5% in 1953. And its highest level was 10.8%, which happened not during the Great Recession, but in 1982's not-so-great recession. In the Valley, the unemployment rate reached 13% in 1982. Those of us who lived here then still remember that devastating year. Since unemployment rate never drops to zero, we have invented a proxy for the lowest realistic unemployment rate, and we call it the full employment rate. And to nobody's surprise, economists can't agree on what exactly that rate should be. From 3.4% in the 1960s, the rate increased to 5% in the 90s and then dropped to 4% earlier this century. The current labor market is almost at full employment level, although many economists believe that unemployment rate can drop to as low as 3.8% this year. But how many people are actually unemployed? The total number of officially unemployed was 6.6 million people in March, almost constant for the last 7 months. The official unemployment rate is designed not to count all the unemployed. For example, the discouraged and semi-discouraged unemployed ranks, which is hovering close to 1.5 million, are not counted as unemployed since its members are not even considered as part of the labor force. But the biggest problem with the official count comes from a much larger group of people who are officially considered as employed. However, they don't think of themselves as such. There are 5 million individuals who have accepted part-time jobs due to economic reasons while actively looking for full-time work. Now, when we count all these groups, our real unemployment rate for March becomes 8.0%. This rate is known as the U6. During the Great Recession, this rate peaked at 17.1%, and the lowest it has ever been is 6.8% in October 2000. U.S. economy is operating very close to its full employment level. And as expected, inflation and high interest rates have started to knock on the door. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.